So what's for lunch? My next guest here to talk on the topic of lunch and more, how schools are revolutionizing their cafeterias, raising test scores in the process, sounds like a win-win situation. Let's talk. Hi to you from the Center for Eco-Literacy, Lisa Bennett. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning, Shelley. It's nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you. What's your personal background, please?
My personal background? Well, I'm a mom. I have two children, ages 6 and 10, and that I say because it is something that makes me very passionate about these issues, and I have been a writer for some 30-odd years, and I'm the communications director at the Center for Eco-Literacy in Berkeley.
Credible you are, that's for sure, especially especially the mom issue. Let's talk. First of all, what is the Center for Eco-Literacy?
The Center for Eco-Literacy is a nonprofit. We've been around for about 15 years, focused on improving school lunches as well as getting schools to see the part that they play in helping prepare young people to live more sustainably than we're doing right now. So we go in and we work with the schools, we provide seminars and books and very extensive website that shares ideas on how to make improvements and how to integrate sustainability really throughout the whole kindergarten through 12th grade curriculum.
And, of course, there are, I understand, 20 years in the operation using gardens as a way to encourage kids.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, everybody that has any experience with kids knows that the more hands-on you can make it, the more open they will be to learning. So we've been a big advocate of school gardens and, you know, see that not only is it a common sense kind of thing that will expose kids to trying foods that they might not have tried if they weren't involved in the process, but that good nutrition really does connect to improved learning, which again is a common sense thing, but it is supported by a lot of research that shows that when children are eating healthier foods and when they're, you know, engaged in learning outdoors, frankly, their academic performance goes up in a number of areas.
So what is happening practically, Lisa? We're here in Michigan, literally West Michigan. How are you asking us to meet your mission?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, raising the awareness around the importance of these issues is, you know, a tremendous thing because for schools to take on these kinds of changes, you know, it surely is not an easy endeavor. You know, schools are under a lot of pressure and expectations to begin with. So they need to feel the community behind them in, you know, wanting to have healthy food in the schools and wanting to grow, you know, help have the kids engaged in growing gardens and learning about a better way of living sustainably and not just kind of letting kids fall into all of these ecological, you know, tremendous ecological issues that are all coming our way right now. So I think, you know, gaining that understanding is certainly the first step. And on our website, we offer a lot of information on all of these issues. And we also have a new book out called Smart by Nature, Schooling for Sustainability, that for anybody who's interested, there are a lot of stories in there about how schools are doing this kind of work around food, around gardens, through the actual buildings and the campus, as well as the teaching and learning.
Lisa Bennett is who we are speaking with. Center for Eco-Literacy is her passion, and of course talking on this importance of this. I mean, we're calling it kind of a pioneering in the green schooling movement, Lisa?
Yes, it is pioneering. I mean, it's been around bubbling up, I think it's fair to say, for the last 15 to 20 years in a very quiet fashion. But in the past couple of years, we're seeing it as more of a growing national trend. And it's happening, you know, the green schooling movement is happening for a number of reasons. I mean, people in the schools are hearing from young people, first of all, that they're concerned about a number of the issues they hear about, like climate change. And, you know, parents, doctors, the First Lady, you know, is, and even in today's news, the Department of Defense has, you know, expressed increasing concern about the health of young people. And, you know, schools are just the ideal way to address that because we've had this skyrocketing obesity trend. We've had a skyrocketing type 2 diabetes trend. It's all tied to, you know, the incredible health costs in our country. And so I think right now more and more people are looking to schools as a way to affect positive change, because that's where the young people are. And if you can change habits at that age, you have a shot at, you know, having good lifelong habits. It's a lot harder if you wait.
Yeah. This is many hooks with our conversation. I mean, Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign. You've got the Child Nutrition Act, and you've got what's Jamie Oliver's food revolution?
Well, Jamie Oliver has a new show. He's of course, the very charismatic chef from the UK who did a lot to change school lunches there. And then he came to the town of Huntington, West Virginia, and where he is engaged in working with the schools and the community. And it's all part of a new reality TV show that they're documenting over about 3 months, I believe. And he chose that particular community because, according to the Centers for Disease Control, it was one of the the most unhealthy in the country. They had the highest rates of obesity and heart disease and other kinds of issues. And so he thought that was the ideal place to go in and try to change the way people are thinking about food. And it's actually a very entertaining show. It's on Fridays on ABC, Friday evenings.
Here we are. Lisa, what is the take-home message from our conversation?
I would ask that your listeners would, you know, check us out, ecoliteracy.org. Take a look at our book, take a look at any of our resources, and learn more about these issues, because the thing is, it's an incredibly positive, realistic way to make a big difference in young people's lives right now. And, you know, the moment is upon us.
You bet. Talk to me one more time on that website.
It's www.ecoliteracy.org.
Center for Ecoliteracy, Lisa Bennett, thanks for your time. Take care.
Thank you.